This is Lisa Miller, and this is my podcast series, The Healthcare Innovators. On July 14, 2015, Medicare released a proposed new ruling regarding an alternative payment model called the Comprehensive Care for Joint Replacement Program, modeled in large part on the Bundled Payment for Care Improvement, BPCI, as everyone knows, Model 2 program. As proposed, CCJR will mandate that certain acute care hospitals accept a bundle payment for a 90-day post-hospital surgery episode of care for lower extremity joint replacement, i.e., hip and knee total joint replacement, specifically DRG 469 and DRG 470. This new alternative payment model is intended to align with Medicare's goal of paying for value and outcomes, not volume. The model would hold participant hospitals financially accountable for the quality and cost of a modeled episode of care and incentivize increased coordination of care among hospitals, physicians, and post-acute care providers. CMS is focusing on elective, high expenditure, high utilization procedures for which there is significant variation in spending across the country. This proposed ruling is over 400 pages and in some ways very similar to the BPCI and in other ways very different. VI has created three offerings to help hospitals prepare and succeed with this new mandatory payment model. One is a CCJR planning and preparation workshop. Two, a CCJR readiness assessment. And then three, helping with hospitals and implementation of CCJR services. In this podcast, I will briefly cover five of the over 40 areas that we address in our workshop and in our readiness assessment in detail. Number one, managing length of stay and cost of supplies and implants. It is very important for a hospital to understand your length of stay patterns for each physician and your cost of supplies and implants. Understanding that supplies and implants are the number one cost outside of labor for a hospital, and being able to measure, report, and have ongoing tracking of your cost is imperative. Number two, managing post-acute care costs. Post-acute care providers includes skilled nursing facilities, home health agencies, inpatient rehab facilities, and long-term care hospitals. In 2013, Medicare paid over $59 billion to post-acute care providers, which more than doubled since 2001, which is why managing the post-acute care costs are also going to be a critical foundation in this new payment model. Number three, managing high-risk patients and care coordination. Care coordination is a deliberate organization of patient care activities between two or more participants involved in a patient's care to facilitate the appropriate delivery of healthcare services. In this definition, all providers working with a particular patient share important clinical information, have clear shared expectations about their roles. Equally important, they work together to keep patients and their families informed to ensure that effective referrals and transition take place. So care coordination being absolutely important. And number two is that managing high-risk patients. Recent data show that more than 145 million people, or almost half of our Americans, live with a chronic condition. And that number is projected to increase by more than 1% per year by 2030, resulting in an estimated chronically ill population of 171 million people. So how we manage high-risk patients or those chronically ill patients during this episode of care will also be very important in hospitals succeeding in this new CCJR model. Number four, consistent measurement and tracking and reporting. Medicare will be providing, only upon request by those in the CCJR model, national data elements that will provide greater insights and a deeper understanding of best practices that your organization will be able to measure against in order to improve your clinical and operational outcomes. First, you must make the request to Medicare. And second, you must be able to take that large data set and be able to analyze it for opportunities and risk. Also, one of the suggestions that we make to our clients is that you create a CCJR dashboard in order to measure and to report key indicators. And finally, number five is innovation. innovation comes in many different forms. One in the CCJR is the telehealth waiver has been removed. This allows for exciting opportunities, whether it be telerehab and or patient access to healthcare providers remotely. And it also includes opportunities to provide services or a piece of technology that you can give to your patients in order to help their coordination of care. Our healthcare environment is rapidly evolving. Competition is greater, outcomes are published, and financial penalties are tied to outcomes. And now Medicare is mandating bundle payments and making hospitals responsible for the entire episode of care, including post-acute care. There is both opportunity and risk, and it is how an organization understands and implements the new regulation versus their current state and how they fill these gaps rapidly that will determine their success. To learn more about VI's CCJR planning workshop and our CCJR readiness assessment, you can email me, Lisa Miller, at lmiller@vihealthcare.com or call me directly at 732-359-7646, extension 501. This has been the Healthcare Innovators with me, Lisa Miller. For more information or more about us, visit our website at vihealthcare.com. That's VIEhealthcare.com. Thanks for listening.